Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've all seen it. Some of you might have worn it. It's a dark blue cloth sling worn after surgery. James Dichter of Waltham, Massachusetts, got one after elbow surgery last spring. Then he got the bill. His insurer paid $83. His copay was $25, which seemed like a lot of money. That's where our story begins, but it took Jim to his insurer, Tufts Healthcare, to the sling distributor, and to a Boston Globe reporter. We'll speak with her in a second, but Jim's on the line. Jim, start us off. $83 for this sling. You went online and found a similar sling?
Actually, I was able to find the exact same sling. So I looked in the sling, found the company that sold it, went up to the internet, found the catalog, got the exact same item, and then with Google and the internet, was able to quickly find it and found that I could purchase the same sling for
$7. $7 as opposed to $83.
Exactly.
So you called the company Surgicare, also right there in Waltham, Massachusetts. What did they tell you about the increase?
Well, I thought initially a mistake had occurred, so I called the center that had received the item from. They were nice enough to go in back and found that, in fact, the codes matched up with the Surgicare bill.
Not a mistake.
Okay. Not a mistake. So I called Surgicare again, thinking that I was being misbilled, spoke to the person who looked on their computer, looked at the item and said, no, that's $83 through your insurance company, but they negotiated it down from $107.
And what? Why did they tell you it cost so much as opposed to the $7 one you found online?
They didn't. From there, I looked around the Surgicare website a bit, found that they have a number of certifications, spoke with a compliance officer, very nice woman, and immediately when she looked up what the amount being paid, it was like her foot had found something a dog left behind, and she very quickly said, oh, you don't have to pay that. Just disregard the bill. And I said to her, well, that's fine, but there's a bigger item here. You folks are charging $83 for an item you're buying for probably $3 or $4. And her response was, well, we haven't done the pricing for a long time on the slings, so what we're actually, we're just in the midst of doing an update on our pricing.
You have an MBA, I understand?
Yes, from UC Berkeley.
And you also have a very high deductible on your insurance right now. How much?
It's a $1,000 deductible.
So your thoughts on the cost of this sling?
Well, what disturbs me is not my specific amount that I have to pay. What disturbs me is a business that is buying something for maybe $3 or $4 and has the audacity to sell it for $83. When I asked the person, I said, you know, I've been in business. Business should make a profit. But there's a limit. There's an element of ethics that should be involved, that you don't charge 10 times the amount that something cost you. And her response was, well, that's the item, that's the amount that we have negotiated from Tufts. I was speaking to the fact that no matter what Tufts agreed to pay, it is wrong for a company, and even more so in the healthcare area where it's a necessity, to charge 10 times the amount that their inventory says that it is.
Jim Dichter of Waltham, Massachusetts, who, by the way, lodged complaints with Surgicare, the company that made the sling, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Senator John Kerry's office here in Massachusetts, his Tufts health plan. Thanks so much.
Okay, very good.
And Jim also contacted Liz Kowalczyk. She's a health reporter for the Boston Globe. Liz spoke to a lawyer from Surgicare, the sling distributor, and he said you can't compare their company with an online retailer. Well, we're going to take a break and find out why, and also find out what medical equipment pricing has to do with Medicare. But while we take a quick break, have you had this experience? Let us know at hereandnow.org. You can tweet us at hereandnow or at hereandnowrobin. Let us know your experience with getting some sort of medical device. And then perhaps finding it online for much, much cheaper. Wait till you hear about the $115 ACE bandage. That's in 30 seconds, here and now. So what can one man's story about medical equipment say about the healthcare system? Jim Dichter of Waltham, Massachusetts, had elbow surgery this May. He went home with a sling, he got a bill, and was shocked to see that the simple sling cost his insurance company, Tufts Healthcare, $83, and he had a copay of $25. Jim turned to his computer, found the exact sling online for $7. He also made a lot of calls to his insurance company, to his doctor's office, to Surgicare, the Massachusetts company that sold the sling, to Senator Kerry's office, and to Liz Kowalczyk of the Boston Globe, who joins us on the line now. Liz, help us understand this discrepancy in pricing. Were you just surprised?
I mean, a lot of things in healthcare seem overpriced. So in that way, it didn't surprise me. But I was surprised by the amount of the charge. I mean, it's quite a jump from $7 to $83.
Right, 12 times. And when Jim called this company, Surgicare, in Waltham, Massachusetts, they told him a couple things. First, that Surgicare offered things that online slings didn't. They offered fittings and follow-up care, but also that the price was based on Medicare's prices. Let's take those one at a time. Isn't it true that if you buy these medical devices through a company like Surgicare, you would get a fitting and follow-up care as opposed to just getting something online and not really knowing how to use it?
Those are factors they say are figured into their prices. But in this case, Jim did not get a fitting or any kind of advice from Surgicare on how to use it. He woke up from anesthesia with the sling already on his arm, mm-hmm. and nobody from Surgicare was there to fit him for it. I mean, this is a very, very basic item that people are really not going to need help.
Well, it's a sling.
It's a sling. You put the strap around your neck and you put your arm through the fabric.
And what about the Medicare aspect of this? Now, we're talking about medical equipment. And you write that because payments to hospitals and doctors are so much bigger than payments for medical equipment, these costs often get overlooked. But it's a huge number. $37 billion is spent on medical equipment. And the center where Jim had his surgery gives out about 1,000 of these slings every year. So there's going to be a lot of this cost. What does Medicare have to do with the high cost of the sling?
Medicare generally, historically, insurers have used Medicare as sort of a starting point for their own price negotiations. So a lot of insurers base their prices closely on what Medicare charges. Now, in this case, Medicare has realized that durable medical equipment and supplies are overpriced in a lot of cases, and they have been working for about a decade to try to institute changes. They were initially fought by the industry, and so those changes were postponed. But last year, they actually did institute a competitive bidding program for some types of supplies, and that has brought the price down, and they're going to be expanding that program to more cities.
This is a pilot program that was in 9 cities last year in which Medicare, it was competitive bidding. They contracted with the lowest bidder for some medical equipment. You write that the agency says they saved 42% doing that and that they're going to expand it to 91 cities. But as you said, this was started 10 years ago, this thought of, you know, maybe there should be competitive bidding, and the industry really fought it. One of the things industry spokesman told you is that, look, there's actually another problem, which is that they often get paid less than what they bid for. Do they have a point, or is there sort of a sense, you know, what's really going on here? Is there a sense that the gig might be up and that these truly are overpriced items?
Well, I think that the industry, they do favor competitive bidding, but a different sort of competitive bidding program. So, they're arguing that nobody should be paid lower. Medicare is basing the prices on the average bid, so some people who come in higher than the average and are accepted into the program could end up getting paid less. The industry is arguing that no one should be paid less. So I do think they have a point, but a lot of these items have been overcharged for historically, and it will mean profit losses for some companies.
Well, but there's another example of how it could be savings for insurance companies. Blue Cross Blue Shield, also here in Massachusetts, you write they were also paying these widely different fees to medical equipment providers, And by the way, we're talking about, you know, beds that have to be used by patients at home, and ACE bandages as well as slings. It's just a huge range of items. Blue Cross Blue Shield said, you know, we're paying widely different numbers, so they reduced fees in part through competitive bidding, and they say they've saved millions.
Right. Well, I think insurers are gradually starting to focus on this area. You know, they've been focusing on cutting costs in the hospital for hospital care, for physician care, and they are starting to focus on supplies and equipment, as Blue Cross has shown, and I think Tufts is as well. Jim's complaint to Tufts Health Plan, you know, has led the, and another similar complaint they received has led the insurer to start looking into the price of slings and trying to determine if they're paying more than they should for them.
Well, and it sounds like there's a lot of cost cutting that can be done. You heard from readers. Now, anyone like me, I mean, I hurt myself, once a month and have to get the boot casts and the hand cast. And it's amazing how much you're charged for them, let's say, through the hospital as opposed to online. Give some of the examples that your readers gave.
Right. Well, I got just an unprecedented amount of reader emails based on this story. I was very surprised at how much the story resonated with people. There was a woman who wrote in about an ACE bandage that her insurance company was charged. I forget the price. It was over
$115. I have it right here.
ACE bandage. Thank you.
Oh my.
Which was $11, I think, at CVS. People wrote in about crutches, about boot casts.
Here's a boot cast one. A father whose son broke his toe. He took him to Boston Children's Hospital. He said it's a glorified boot. We got it at the store at Children's for $398. He said he was told he was lucky because the insurance had negotiated the price. Usually it was $600. He went home and found the boot online for $69.
Right. And I think in some of these cases, you might be able to argue that the patient needed instruction or fitting, but not in all of them, certainly not with an ACE bandage.
Well, and some might say, you know, if you do an ACE bandage wrong, you're cutting off your circulation as opposed to, but still, $115 as opposed to $11. And you say, Liz, that one of the reasons that we're more aware of this is because people have such high deductibles now, they're counting every penny.
I think that's right. I think people wouldn't notice this as much unless they were on the hook for some of this money. People have $1,000, $1,500 deductibles. So they're paying, in some cases, for these items. And even if they don't have deductibles, they often have co-payments. So they're paying at least a portion of it. And I think, as Jim did, more people are scrutinizing their bills as a result.
Liz Kowalczyk of the Boston Globe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Here's another example. A reader sent Liz a sleep apnea machine story. He found it online for $350, but he would have had to pay the full amount, so he ordered the $700 one from the medical supplier in his insurer network instead. Send your experiences to hereandnow.org.